it sounds pretty good. In fact, that's just the right spirit.
Welcome to this inaugural edition of Animation is Art, the audio experience. I'm your host, Philip Wesley, the Mile High Mouth. You might know me from other radio or internet radio broadcasts like Radio DMG or 100% Newsity, or I've been on the other shows like Cross Border Gaming and Nintendojo and other stuff. Anyways, you might know me from those, or you might not at all. This might be your first time hearing me, and I'm sorry that... Yeah, whatever. Anyways, I'm sorry that you lived your life without hearing my sweet dulcetone voice. But yes, let's get down to business. What we're going to be doing here on Animation is Art, the audio experience, is presenting a brand new internet radio broadcast devoted strictly to animation. You see, Animation is Art is a store out here in Aurora, Colorado. It's actually, you can find us at 12203 East Iliff, Unit S, Aurora, Colorado. We're less than a mile away from Nine Mile Station, and we're near a Panera and a Challengers, which is a bar. Anyways, we'll have a sign up, so yeah, you can definitely check us out. But this is recorded at the store. Right now I'm actually recording it behind our counter. Our doors are locked and stuff, but I'm recording it behind the counter. Later on, I'm going to be recording it in the back room. We'll get more equipment. We'll get more guests. What we're planning to do here is allow you, our listener, a little bit of insight into how we think, how we appreciate animation. We're going to have roundtables about different shows. We're going to have news and stuff about the store. We're going to keep you up to date on events and prices and sales and just generally awesome stuff. Now, if you've been following us on Twitter or Facebook, you'll notice that we did a sneak peek day on Thursday. That was actually yesterday. That was Thursday, the 17th of May. We have another one coming up on May 20th from noon to 8 p.m. This is not an actually open day, but we are kind of open for you, our invitees, to come in and throw money at us. Trust me, we're okay with that. We have a lot of stuff in. We got in some more shipments of items. We have more stuff to put out, more stuff to fix up and put out, more stuff to... We just have a lot to do before our grand opening on June 18th, 2012. Remember, folks, June 18th, 2012, the day right after Denver Comic Con, we are open. That will be our grand opening. We'll have the sign. We'll have all our stuff. We'll be pretty much open for business, and you can come in and give us all your hard-earned money, which, if you are any kind of animation fan, that is exactly what you're going to do. Now, let me explain a little bit about how Animation is Art came to be. Now, a long time ago, DMGIce.com, which is my original website, we had a section of the website called Suki Nihon. Suki Nihon means like Japan. And what we did is we were going to use that to review animated properties, mostly Japanese animation, like anime and such, because I have always loved animation. That's something that I've always loved the craft of it. I love what people do with this. I love independent animation. I love commercial animation. I love Disney, Warner Brothers, Osamu Tezuka, Studio Ghibli, Studio Gainax. I love animation. Animation is something I have always loved and respected people for making. It's tough work to animate things frame by frame, even before the advent of computers, and even after the advent of computers, progressing the artwork of it is important and hard. People go out and they appreciate animation. Animation sticks with you. Everyone has seen something that is animated at one point or another. You may have grown up with the Flintstones or the Jetsons or Astro Boy or Robotech. You may have grown up with Disney's DuckTales or Gargoyles or Ren and Stimpy or Rugrats. You may have grown up with those, or you may be one of those people who grew up with Kimba the White Lion or Detective Conan. You may have grown up with the Moomins or Asterix the Gaul. It's just a part of our culture. Now, I'm kind of reminded a little bit of an old slogan for a company called Central Park Media. They no longer exist, but their slogan was "World Peace Through Shared Popular Culture." Now, I believe that artwork, animation, it's our culture. Too many people look at it and think that animation is just for kids or it's a throwaway product. No, people worked hundreds and or thousands or even millions of hours, like combined hours, making this, making artwork, making animation. It's important, and we need to treat it like it's important. Unfortunately, a lot of stores don't treat animation like it is important. They don't treat Japanese anime the same way they treat Disney or Pixar. They don't treat it like it's important or special, and it is. Part of the name of the store is more of a statement. Actually, the name of the store, Animation is Art, was the tagline for Suki Nihon. I have a couple dog tags and some old graphics which had Suki Nihon, then the subtitle, Animation is Art. Now, Suki Nihon's a weird name for a store. In fact, it sounds like some type of restaurant, and that's not what we are. We're not a restaurant. So I went with Animation is Art, because that is what I believe. It's a statement. In fact, you'll notice some things about our store. A lot of the places that cater to animation tend to be cramped. They tend to specialize in only one thing. We specialize in everything. We cover everything. We intend to make this a place where you can go and feel good. We expect you to come in and go like, "Oh, I remember that show," or, "Oh, you have this. I've been looking for this," or, "I didn't even know this existed." The whole point of our store is to make you feel good, to give you a sense of nostalgia, because we all grew up with animation. We all have seen it at some point. We all inherently appreciate it. The whole act of animation, it's where you draw something and you put it together so you can bring it to life. Animation is one of the most difficult forms of media today, for good reason. It's one of the best. I mean, anyone can act or read a script, but not everyone can create something as expressive or as beautiful as animation. And we take that into account. Now, Animation is Art is a retail store. We are doing this to make money, but we're also doing this because we love it. I actually grew up with the Flintstones and Saturday morning cartoons. A long time ago, there used to be a block of cartoons they'd show really early in the morning on Saturdays up until you hit like Soul Train or some other, I think some weird singing show before American Idol came out. Something like that. But I'd flip through the different channels. There were some cartoons I wasn't allowed to watch growing up, like I wasn't allowed to watch Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles or Masters of the Universe because my parents, or rather my mother, went to something called Protestant Women of the Chapel, and there were several books about how Masters of the Universe and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles were Okay. My family growing up was religious. They still are, but they've kind of, after a while, you realize that some of this stuff, it's fine. One thing, like, for example, I wasn't allowed to watch The Simpsons when that came out because the kids were so rude. In fact, like, there was a local church boycott of Burger King back when they had The Simpsons toys. That's what I grew up in. But I still got to watch things like, I got to watch Dragon's Lair and Advanced Dungeons and Dragons because, well, I told my parents that, hey, they're fantasy things like Chronicles of Narnia. So, hey, if you're growing up in a fundamentalist Christian household, tell your parents that that's exactly, yeah, that, yeah, if they're okay with Palandra or Frankie Peretti's books, like the Cooper Kids Adventures, or, well, yeah. But anyways, my animation background started with items like The Flying House and The Flintstones, early shows. Like, oh, there was Disney Afternoon, and that was amazing. Well, before that, we had DuckTales and Gummy Bears and Chippendales Rescue Rangers. DuckTales is one of my favorite animated cartoons. I really love what Carl Barks and Dan Rosa created. All those characters, it's just great stuff. I kind of fell out of animation for a little while during the late 90s or so, and then got back into it. Some of my first stuff that I watched through, though, was Japanese anime, which would be The Flying House and Superbook Adventures, which were created by a church out in Japan to illustrate biblical adventures in a way that was easily palatable for young children. That's what Superbook is. It's a Superbook and Flying House. Flying House is my favorite. It had just the greatest opening. I mean, there's lightning crashing. These kids are running through this forest and they come across an abandoned house. They think it's abandoned. They go in to take shelter from this cold. They discover a robot. They accidentally turn on the robot. Robot accidentally hits some machines. Whole house gets transported back in time through biblical days. Really cool stuff. And I really enjoyed that. That was something I really, really liked, and it's kind of tough to find it on DVD these days, but you can find it on YouTube. But it's worth watching. They were really well made. I also watched through some of Robotech and some Astro Boy and Kimba the White Lion. So I kind of started with a weird mix of American animation and Japanese animation. I stepped away from Japanese anime for a while, then came back to it in the early 90s with like Sailor Moon and Dragon Ball Z. All of us did at some point. And then I went away from it again. And then one year, I went to E3 with a group of Mormons. And I came back from that convention with a bunch of discs of various anime and a bunch of discs of other material. Anyways, I ended up watching Love Hina, Neon Genesis Evangelion, and Serial Experiments Lane. I discovered watching through these, I was like, this is so much different from the latest Disney stuff. Remember, this was during the time when Disney was waning. They had flunked out with Treasure Planet and Tarzan and Atlantis. Their animation studios weren't doing so hot during the late 90s. But seeing in the late 90s, early 2000s, but seeing Japanese animation, I was like, I got interested in it again. I went and I picked up stuff like Cowboy Bebop or Tenchi Muyo and Escaflowne. I would pick these up, watch them repeatedly. It just became something new. And then I never went away from it. In fact, I actually started reviewing some of it for the website. Then we stopped for a bit with that. And then, well, we're back over here. What we're going to be doing with this show, aside from hearing me horribly ramble on and on about animation, is we're going to be covering products we have at the store, upcoming events, and then we're going to do roundtables about different shows. Like, I might get a group of people in and we'll talk about, say, the latest Disney movie or so. I mean, we watch a lot of animation here. And we cover a lot of it. Like, we're looking forward to Brave. We watched The Pirates Band of Misfits or the Pirates in an Adventure with Scientists. When it came out, we watched Redline a couple weeks back or so. We cover animation and we're going to talk about it. That's the whole point of this. And also we'll tell you about some of the neat products we recently got in. Like, for example, on our shelves right now, we have the first two seasons of Kim Possible. That was an old cartoon on the Disney Channel. One of their action cartoons. It has staff that went on to make, well, there's staff that worked on Kim Possible that made Clerks, the animated series, The Critic, and some of them went on to work on Family Guy and a couple other shows that are kind of well known. I mean, I think Family Guy was canceled after the third or fourth season, I think, because, like, if they kept doing that after that, it probably wasn't very good. Anyways, we have that in. We have stuff. We have everything from like A Channel to Spirited Away to Princess Mononoke. We have some new. We have T-shirts in. Our T-shirts are $18.99, no exceptions, and nothing higher, nothing lower. Like for example, we have wall scrolls, and those are 15. Those are, I think are like I don't have them right here. I'm trying to remember if they're $15.99 or $16.99. It's one of those prices, but they're all the same price. We don't believe in trying to upsell something because, oh, this is a popular character. We want to treat animation essentially the same. We want to let you know that it's all special. It's all interesting. And it's all affordable. We're still setting stuff up on the walls. We'll be putting up artwork from actual local artists hopefully soon. We're putting up some more Disney and Warner Brothers artwork, as well as other types of artwork for that. We can now take credit cards. We've got lots of pins and playing cards. We're pretty well stocked. I think what we're missing right now is I'd like to get a second rug because this old place... Yeah, that's my phone. Anyways, this old place used to be a tax preparation office, and we... because of that, there's some weird cubicle imprints on some of the rugs, and we still need to do something about that. But we'll work on it. We still have a little bit of work to do before the 18th. We have some people working on a sign. Actually, there's this company called Signs and Designs out here in Denver, Colorado, and I have seen what they're working on for us, and it looks great. I can't wait to take pictures of the final product for that. So, yes, if you're following us on Facebook and following us on Twitter, you'll get to see some more pictures and stuff we took. You'll get to hear this audio broadcast, and you'll be able to tune in for later episodes of this. This is just kind of an introductory episode. I just get to ramble on for about 20 to 25 minutes or so about animation, the store, etc. It's been a long, tough road. Now, here's a couple things I need to say about this long, tough road that we've been on. Finding and acquiring a store is kind of tough. You need to do your leases. You have to make sure all your licenses are correct. Because if you don't get your licenses correct, you'll be hit with horrible fees and taxes later on. There are some people think it's easy to move from one lease to another. Even if you're in a sublease, there's a lot of paperwork that opens you up to liability, and you need to make sure that all your I's are dotted and your T's are crossed. We actually got the business license for Animation is Art back in August of 2011. We are in almost to June of 2012. It has taken almost a year to get this up and running and out and to the point where we are now, where we're less than a month away from actually opening our doors for you, our customers. It's been a long, hard trip for this, and there has been a lot of training, a lot of number crunching, a lot of scrimping and saving, a lot of paperwork. In fact, one of our loan applications was about the size of several dictionaries. I mean, we're looking at paperwork that's about 3 or 4 inches thick, and that's all stuff that had to be filled out, written out, printed and scanned, and all this stuff. We have worked very hard to bring you a store, and we hope that it meets with your approval. We will be open on June 18th, 2012. You'll see us at Denver Comic Con, and you'll hear about our ACON coverage, because after all, we are part of a larger body of websites. This particular show is a production of Radio DMG for Animation is Art, and we look forward to serving you awesome audio content related to animation in the future. So please look forward to that. I'm your host, Philip Wesley, the Mile High Mouth, signing out for Animation is Art, the audio experience.
Pirate Captain.
Hoist the flag!
Standard, sir?
Or extra gruesome?
Extra gruesome! Let's go plundering!
He's got the crew.
Ah, sure, some of you are just fish I've dressed up in a hat. But you're still the best crew a captain could wish for.
He's got the pirate.
Polly, the heart and soul of the boat.
She's like an auntie.
With a beak.
And he's got the moves.
I'm the pirate captain. And I'm here for your gold.
Afraid we don't have any gold, old man. This is a leper boat. See?
But there's one thing.
This is the big one.
He hasn't got.
You're entering Pirate of the Year?
No.
Yes.
This can only end brilliantly.
You'll see. I will be Pirate of the Year. And then you'll be laughing on the other side of your faces. And believe me, that is a very painful thing to do.
From Aardman, creators of Chicken Run and Wallace and Gromit, and Sony Pictures Animation.
That bird!
My parrot?
It's the scientific discovery of our age!
Here's the plan. We go to London, we get a huge pile of booty, I enter Pirate of the Year,
I win!
Bingo!
But it's impossible odds!
It's only impossible if you stop to think about it.
Comes a film with action. Adventure.
I haven't seen you since our business in Madagascar.
Ah, yes. I could have sworn they were girls.
And luxuriant beards.
Evening, Captain.
Get ready.
Sorry for the pirates.
An actual pirate?
A pirate? Nobody here but us girl guides.
In an adventure.
Well, this is my crew.
With scientists?
Yes, I'm using crew in the street sense. You.
The pirates in an adventure with scientists.
By Jove. Makes other films look like complete pants.